He was quite cagey about it. I mean, he told us that it was going to happen, but he said we mustn't say anything because they wanted to keep it a bit hush-hush. I don't know why, but they did. So we were sworn to silence. We weren't supposed to say anything about it. And I was here when they did it, because I'd like to have gone, but we weren't allowed. So I was with Mum. And my recollection is it being a Monday, but I may be wrong about that. I was going to look it up and see if it actually was a Monday. But I remember being with Mum, and we sat here. She doesn't remember it, but we sat waiting for the phone call. We knew they were going to do two runs. So we waited and waited and waited. And finally, sometime after 10 o'clock, we got a phone call to say that they'd done it. And yeah, great relief all round, because I think we were all just a little bit worried, you know, pushing the helicopter to its limits like that, that something horrible might go wrong, and so on. But so it was a relief. They quite enjoyed all the fuss, really, because, I mean, they met Prince Andrew and they went to a slap-up dinner. He won the Britannia Trophy for services to aviation. It really followed on from the world speed record, and he was presented with that by Prince Andrew, I think.
You've got a dad who holds a world speed record. Mm. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great, especially since it's been 30 years. I mean, really, I don't think any of us expected it to last that long. I thought we all thought that sooner or later the Americans would have a go at it, or the Russians would have another go at it, or something like that. So I think Dad was surprised. That I remember when it came to the 20th anniversary, and I remember him saying something along the lines that he was quite surprised it hadn't been broken. And here we are 10 years later, and it still hasn't. He told me, I mean, I'm no physicist and I don't understand these things, but he did tell me, I seem to remember, that theoretically helicopters shouldn't be able to fly more than 200 miles an hour. But he was dead gutted about not quite managing 250 miles an hour. So he was really annoyed about that, what was it, 0.8 of a mile an hour or something like that, that they didn't quite manage. But no, I think it's fantastic that it still stands.